Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here for the conversation as we continue our conversations here with members of the Trump administration and the cabinet. Joining me now, Gene Scalia, the Secretary of the Department of Labor. Secretary, Mr. Secretary, welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's good to be here. Welcome to the White House.
Well, glad to be here and good to have you here. And you know, it's a question that everybody asks, and I asked it when you sat down. Are you related? And you said, I am.
Yeah, Justice Scalia is my father.
And so a family that is rich in government service, I guess.
Yeah, it's certainly an example that my father set. And, you know, I'm fortunate now to be in government. This is my fourth time. I was in the Reagan administration and both Bush administrations. But this is just a great highlight for me to be in the administration as Secretary of Labor.
So here we are. Okay, your fourth tour of duty. If you will, your fourth tour of duty here, and it's got to be different this time. I mean, the acrimony, the divisiveness, the fact that the USMCA, which is a no-brainer to most people, can't get through Congress. The Mexican government has approved it. The Canadian government. Donald Trump did this. People said it couldn't be done, and yet here it is, and it just languishes. How is that?
Well, I think part of the reason is because of how well things are going in the economy at large. Steve, when you say it's different, I'll tell you there's one thing this reminds me of. It reminds me of President Reagan's first term at about this time when the economy was absolutely booming and people were having a hard time giving him credit. And you're seeing that a little bit of that now. There have been more than 6 million jobs created since January 2017. We're looking at unemployment rates that are lower than virtually anything we've seen in our lifetimes, including the lowest rate ever recorded for African-American unemployment, for Hispanic unemployment, adult women. And so it's just the economy is doing extremely well, and I think some people have a hard time giving the president credit for that, and there may be even some who don't want to give him and the American people the benefit they would get from the USMCA.
We've all heard this. This is Barack Obama's, you know, economy. I've heard that. You've heard that. They try to spin it any way they can. They don't want to give credit. They won't give credit for any reason. And I think that's a big part of the reason. Living in Michigan, where I do, and knowing how beneficial the USMCA would be, no bigger trading partner for Michigan than Canada. We're surrounded by Ontario. I hope they don't invade. Because, you know, there we are. Surrounded.
You can handle it.
Well, they got hockey sticks. But my point being is we would benefit. And I'm not just talking about automobiles. I'm talking about agriculture. I'm talking about intellectual property. I'm talking about digital trade. All of these things would be big for us, and yet it doesn't move.
It's 75,000 jobs in the auto sector alone in the U.S. would come from USMCA, more than 175 jobs altogether. About $33 billion in additional U.S. exports, all while increasing the labor protections for that would apply under the trade agreement. This is the most protective trade agreement ever when it comes to labor rights. That's going to help make sure that we have a level playing field where American workers aren't facing unfair competition, say, from Mexico.
But, and that's important because we're not just talking about American workers. We're talking about North American workers, setting a standard of conditions and compensation, all of it, right?
That's right. For auto, for example, huge components of automobiles would have to be manufactured at wages at least $16 an hour, which would be a substantial increase, obviously, from what's paid in Mexico currently, and would be very important in helping make sure American workers get their fair share of that.
So how is it that we will move these people? Gene Scalia here, the Secretary of the Department of Labor under President Trump. He has made his fourth tour into government. A different time. You compare it a bit to the first term of the Reagan administration, but at least by this point in the Reagan administration, by 1983-84, there seemed to be a thaw a little bit towards Reagan. There's no thaw here. They're digging their heels in. They're pursuing impeachment based on, I'll just say, very thinly sourced evidence, if you will. And for what purpose?
Well, you know, Steve, I'd say it's a distraction, but I think the only people being distracted by it are really in the Congress. When I think about what the president and his cabinet are doing, we're focused on his priorities, on continuing to grow this economy, to move USMCA through. And when I look at the American people, you know, I don't think they're distracted by this in the way that's intended. But I do worry that it, you know, some of the stuff going on Capitol Hill right now will distract the American people's elected representatives from focusing on critical business like USMCA, and that we just can't let that happen.
Yeah, critical business. And again, you look at, you say almost the lowest unemployment. I don't know how you get lower than 3.6%. I mean, is somebody going to pick up a job that doesn't have one now? If anybody wants a job now, I think they can find it. And they may have to move. Maybe they're maybe not in their neighborhood. But you look at the job market in North Carolina, in Michigan, in North Dakota, in Texas. It just doesn't matter where you go. And I've been to all these places recently, and they're all booming.
They're booming. Look, we can always do better. USMCA is part of how we do better. But when I talk to American business people, their number one concern more often than not is finding workers. They say, look, the
Absolutely.
Economy is going so well. Our business is doing great. But we're having trouble finding workers. So we're trying to address that through training programs and apprenticeships and the like. But you're right, Steve. It's a terrific economy right now.
And let me ask you this. We just got a moment or two left here. Gene Scalia with us, Secretary of Labor. One of the things that I think is key right now is we send a whole generation or two to college when we need carpenters and plumbers and electricians and masonry workers and all of those things. How important is that in the economy?
It's essential, right? I mean, that's literally what builds this country. And I think the president and the education secretary DeVos and I and others realize how valuable those jobs are and how right it is then to help people with apprenticeships and other pathways that help fill those jobs and, again, continue this great economic resurgence that we're experiencing at the moment.
Gene Scalia, I just can't thank you enough. Secretary of the Department of Labor, a family that is well known for service to this country, and here you are for the fourth time. So I tip my hat to you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for being here.
Thanks. A great pleasure joining you.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. You can check out the podcast as well of this interview and everything else. We'll be right back. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship. Yeah!
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.